Start first of all by adjusting your motivation, thinking that you're here in this occasion to listen to this most profound and extensive teaching of the Mahayana in order to be able to benefit sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the precious state of enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativity. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation.
Yang mana dimba jili zamba, waju da dina jiu yinba yindu, jiu jirdang jiu sanji shakja tibi jiu warana suni chu tambur sangwa di dimba jili zam yuwari. Waju da dimba jili zam na yang dimba jivu di sir du na dimba nisun daga yuwari. Waju da di korla jiu ngombo shambi jila mana nena shisha neji jana fangsha la dini topsha mena dimba shaba tar. Dengar jadang, tinggal wadang, tijan lam, sisa pangsa, rupar jajan. Ojuga, tembar jajan, sengah nangjan. Ojuga, da, dengar tembar si jadang, ri dengar tembar si jadi, ne dang jawa yang dingi. Ojuga, ne yang na, juga mekangga la, juga tomme trakjian mebara, juga ne kenar juga, kemyang du na, kangga, kangar juyang ke yuwarwa. Tindra nangjan, yambay yang du, Jiyan kura kapji simona diwa namyang yu maayang sunwa namyang. Rujukun kurwa niso ji shenji dengar jing kurlo jinji mebar. Dengar jing maza konga dengar jiku, dengar shima jiku ngotsu. Yang jiku zogdu yunang shima kong ngotsu jau yuwa yandu yang marati rinpa yandu yang. Dien jiku maza kwa yang dengar shima jiku ngotsu jau yandu wajigda dengar denpa sinji di dindra yandu yungi. Nedang jawa dengar di jiku dokter ko Tau tambo kongla ne ji nar di ngi di mara ji taksho ji ne na za di kongli yongwa di mara tsa. Oda ndandra chini mara chanchang duwe se na te nang yung go oda ne yongya go tsawa di kanchang denpa li tang nyuma ni la tu di ngi. Tendra yinpa yendu ne na shi cha ne ji cha na pangsha la asa. Da dingar shiwar cha kanchang pangwar cha asa ji te ni ki tong tong. Oji da teni nji go dokter go Ojuda meant that on this Gogon do a color no one noise or doctor on the driver's on Jigo, Jigo, Sanja Conga, Numa, Chichi driver, nothing with the Sokongala, Jigo team Eber Zoyago, Chutan Zavati, or Jigo Dash and Bad on Yenji, Diva, or that Chu and Bayandu, Tin and Bodhi Tombania Gumia, or Jigo Tendago, Lam Dendon, Mandon driver, Lam Dendon. Mendang jawa juga lamden di rambi rambi gonggo gonggo la tar neli jawa si di ngok den di tawa juga dingi.
If we look at Dharma, if we look at the teachings of the Buddha, we can say that eventually all of them teach us about the two levels of truth. Or in another way, we can say that they present the Four Noble Truths. The first teaching of the Buddha that took place in Varanasi was the turning of the wheel of Dharma that passed on the teaching of the Four Truths. And again, this teaching of the Four Noble Truths can be condensed into a presentation of the two truths. Now, also, Rinpoche quoted here one part from Uttara Tantra, the text of the protector Maitreya, where it describes the function of Dharma, the function of the path in particular, which says that it is this which has the power to pacify, which is free from the afflictions. It has been freed. It has been free, and it frees from all these afflictions. If we examine sentient beings, we see that they all experience different types of suffering. And this first thing that we all have to acknowledge, as Buddha has said, know that there is suffering. This first thing that we have to acknowledge is that there is suffering. This suffering is like a sickness that afflicts, that torments different types of sentient beings. It is said that for as long as we remain within cyclic existence, it is as if we are sitting at the tip of the needle. There will be no respite, there will be no moment of relaxation. As long as you're sitting on the tip of the needle, you will experience different types of suffering. So this is how the six type of migrators, they find themselves within samsara, within cyclic existence. And this term, cyclic existence, actually describes a circle of suffering, a situation where before the first type of suffering is exhausted or finished, a second type of suffering comes along. And before that is finished and experienced, a third type of suffering comes along, and this circle is perpetuated. Now, if you find yourself afflicted by some sort of disease, the logical thing to do is to go and rely on a doctor and go and get examined. The doctor is the one who will be able to diagnose you and examine and be able to explain to you the origin or the cause of the sickness that you are experiencing. In a similar way, sentient beings rely on the teachings of the Buddha. The Buddha is able to actually explain the origin of the suffering that comes down to the existence of contaminated actions and afflictions. And once we know the suffering, we need to go into the second stage of that, which involves the pacification of the suffering. The Buddha said, know that there is suffering, pacify that suffering. So it is the Buddhas who, out of their great love and out of their great compassion, when they observe the situation, the suffering that is experienced by sentient beings, they set out to give them a way, to give them a path that will allow them to overcome this suffering. And these methods that we have, these antidotes that are provided in the form of meditation on emptiness, are given the name, the truth of path. And following this truth of the path, following these antidotes, eventually we reach the state of total pacification of this disease of suffering. We reach the state of the truth of cessation. In a sense, we can look at the four truths and we can see how two of them, which is the truth of suffering and the truth of origin, explain to us how we enter within the circle of suffering. And the other two, which is the truth of path and the truth of cessation, describe to us how we reverse this circle and how we escape from it.
Or you that in the Yamba Yendu, you that Yitoni Juan, or Yendu, that Yitoni Juan, or you 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 that Yitoni Juan, or denba yogo de sir du yon na ju ti ni gi nyam ne mar ten la pa pa ji yin ding.
Now, when we look at the Four Noble Truths, we see that the first two, which is the suffering and origin, are two things to be abandoned. And when we look at the true path and true cessation, these are the two things that we actually need to adopt, the two things that we need to practice. And when we talk about true paths, we're actually talking about meditation on emptiness. So the focal object, the object of this practice will be emptiness. Being emptiness, we can say that the true path can be classified as an ultimate truth. And it's not only the object that is emptiness, but also the object possessor, which describes the practitioner or the state of the mind of the practitioner, can be classified as ultimate truth, since it will be a mind that perceives emptiness. And also, when we look at the truth of cessation, this again is classified as ultimate truth. So you see, in other words, when we look at the Four Noble Truths, we can categorize them as practice, especially the last two of those truths. We can categorize them as the two aspects of our practice, the method and the wisdom.
ဟောဒီတဲ့လုံးတော်ဒီဝါယနမရဒချီချီဒီဒီဒံဘာဂျာမဒံဘာညီကဒီဘဟောဒီတဲ့လောင်တုကနမ်ဇောဒါဂျူဂျဲချီဘဒါနံဘာဆောင်ဂျီဘဟောဒီတဲ့ချူစနာတီမရတင်ရကမရဒံဘာဂျလီစံဘာဒံဘာညီလီစံဘာလောင်တုကနမ်ဇောဒါဆောင်ဆောင်ညီကချူချူယံဘာဒီမရချီချီတောင်းဟောဒါတနီဒါတရီကပ်ဆောဘာဒီဆရဝဒံဘန်ဒူ ဝဂျူဒတ်တောင်းနီကရဆောင်ဂျူယေဝင်ရီတာလီဝနီရှိစာဂျူယောဘနောနီဒတ်လီဝနဒန်ဒီငွန်ဒဆောင်ရီဝဒတ်နဒံဘူကမ်နာယောင်ဂျူဆရဝဒံဘန်ဒူဒီန်ဒီဝဂျူဒတ်မရညံဘာဒံညံဘာဒံမဂျူတီတောင်းစံဘာဒံဂွမ်ဘဝဒေသောလံဖယောဂျက်ချင်ဘူယုဒီငီ ဟောဒီတဲ့နောင်ရင်ကဖယောတင်တော့ကထောင်းနီပေါ်ချောင်းကြောက်ရတယ်လားဒီကထူအောင်ညံဘောက်ကြောက်ကြောက်ရစံဘောက်ကြောက်ကြောက်ရဂွန်ဘောက်ကြောက်ကြောက်ရဟောဒီတဲ့ပေါ်ချောင်းစီကြီးတွေရင်းတဲ့မှာမဘူးရွာရင်သူပေါ်ချောင်းစီကြီးတွေကြီးရောက်ကြောင်းနော်ဒီနာမရှိနာပေါ်ချောင်းဒီဆေးရရကြီးကရစကိုမေတော့တဲ့ဆိုမေတော့နောင်ရှင်ဒီရနာစာပေါ်မဘူးကြီးရွာရင်နာစာပေါ်ဒီကြီးရောင်ကြီးရှိကြ ရှင်ကန်တော်ဝတင်ရကနောင်းလာသာပွန်တင်မှာတို့ရအောင်တပ်ပါရင်နဒီကြကျဲဒီရရှရာကိုကျွတ်တော်လွတ်တော်သူရှင်းဆောင်တဲ့နေ့နာမရှိနေရဂျွန်ဘန်တော်ရရကြည့်မရကြည့်ပါတော့ပြည်တင်အောင်ရင်ပေါချုပ်ဒီရစံတော်ကြည့်ဝတ်တော်နာမရှိနေကြည့်ကြည့်ရှင်းတဲ့တော်ထိအကျွန်တော်တင်ငိုတို့ကြည့်ငိုတို့ကြည့်ဝတ်တော်ဒီဆံဂွန်ပါရင်နငမကရစံ
So this gives you an idea, a general presentation of the two levels of truth that can be expanded and presented as the Four Noble Truths. And on the basis of that, we can have just a general idea of what Dharma is about. Let's go back now into the sutra that we started giving the transmission of yesterday. It is called the Sutra of Golden Light. As we said, this sutra is made up of 21 chapters, and yesterday Ramchit has covered the first seven of those chapters. What was mentioned yesterday is that there is incredible benefit from listening, reflecting, or even meditating on the meaning of this sutra. And as we consider that there is great benefit in these three different levels, it is also very important to understand that there are imprints placed in our minds from these three different types of activities. Imprints are placed in the minds through hearing the words of the sutra, through reflecting the words of the sutra, and also through meditating on the meaning of these words. And the importance of imprints is that by placing imprints in our minds, we are placing some great potential there. And eventually in the future, at one time, this potential, these imprints will be awakened. And as they are awakened, we will start proceeding along the path. This existence or this placing of imprints within our own minds, it is very similar to putting seeds of flowers in your garden. And you know that having the seed is actually one of the main causes for having the flower to grow into your garden. But of course, together with that, you need to provide certain conditions, such as the earth, the water, the fertilizer, and so forth. But if you have this internal cause, this internal substance, which is the substance of the imprint in your mind, you know that you can have things growing after that. Now, together with the internal cause or condition, which is the placing of imprints in the mind, we need to have some external one. And the external one is the virtuous friend who is explaining the meaning of this text, who's giving us the transmission, and therefore allow us to have an insight, to have a better understanding into these words. And from a combination of these two, we can actually develop, we can grow and develop. Now, Rinpoche was talking about the great importance of placing imprints in the mind, and I said already we have talked about the benefits of listening or receiving the transmission of this mantra. This was presented yesterday. But one of the great benefits that comes with this mantra is that eventually one will have the ability to remember everything that one has heard. And this is actually an incredible thing. Now, when we go through the five paths, first we go through the path of accumulation, and the second path is the path of preparation. In the path of preparation, we have four different stages, and it is said that eventually at the path of preparation, all the imprints that one carries in one's continuum will be awakened, and one will have this incredible capacity of remembering every single word that one has heard in a transmission before, every single word of teaching that one has heard. And also one will be remembered not just the mere words, but the meaning of these words. So this is the importance. This is one of the benefits of receiving this sutra, and this also shows the importance of placing many imprints in one's mind. There is one anecdote, one story that can illustrate that even further. It is said that at the time At the time where Arya Asanga was doing his long retreat, he was doing long recitation of different texts, different recitations in the morning, different recitations in the evening. In the evening, he would recite texts that fall within the category of Abhidharma Pitaka. In the morning, he would do various other recitations. And close to the opening of the cave of Arya Asanga, there was a little bird that was nesting, a pigeon that was nesting. Every morning the pigeon will fly out and do whatever pigeons do in the morning. So he wouldn't hear the morning recitation. But in the evening, he would return and nest and remain there. And as he was nesting, every evening he would hear the Arya Asanga's recitation of Abhidharma. So he had years, hours and hours of accumulated recitation where he was placing imprints in his mind. And in the next life, all these imprints actually started to awaken, and this being who was previously a pigeon came back in the human form, and he became one of the greatest scholars in Abhidharma. Actually, he became a student of Master Vasubandhu. Master Vasubandhu was one of the most renowned teachers in Abhidharma, but his student, which was the previous pigeon, was said to excel his teacher in understanding of Abhidharma, and it was all because he had the opportunity to have all these hours of passive listening and placing imprints of Abhidharma in his mind. Now, as we say, we completed yesterday the transmission of the first seven chapters. We continue now with the eighth chapter, and the eighth chapter is dealing with Sharavastri, the deity of melodious speech.
Nyajan shama
We have finished the eighth chapter, which is the chapter of Sarasvati, and now we are about to start with the ninth chapter. It is a chapter that includes in that some sort of conversation in the terms of questions and answers that involves the goddess of great glory.
Nelamo Jimmo Barra, Doggy John, Jenny Juma, Gino, the Uchi, and Jibson, Sovereign Jibat, Tim do, Baron Jeriva, don't, Semeti, Baron Jeriva, don't, Sem Diver, Semeti, Varadi, Dugan Senem, Dugan Senem,
We have completed the ninth chapter. That was a chapter of dialogue with the deity of great glory, and now we move into the 10th chapter. That is again involves in dialogue with the goddess of earth. We have completed the 10th chapter, which was a dialogue with the goddess of stability, the goddess of earth, and now we proceed with the 11th chapter that is dealing with, let's say, the main one amongst the class of demons that are classified as yakshas. Now, just a little comment about the 9th chapter, which we said it had to do with the stability of the goddess of earth, and the goddess of earth was also indicated, or the mudra of touching the earth was also indicated by Buddha Shakyamuni, and he explained the importance of how all sentient beings are supported by her.
The
As I say, we're in the 11th chapter that is explaining how to deal with those harming spirits, the yakshas. It is said that there are different classes or different types of them. They can be enumerated as 12, or in a more elaborate explanation, they can be enumerated as 28. In Mount Meru, there is a special abode, which is the abode of those beings. And although in terms of possessions, in terms of wealth and so forth, they're very well off, in terms of character, they always have this harmful intention. And because they are harming sentient beings, something needs to be done in order to control their activities, in order to pacify and overpower their activities. Now, in a previous chapter, we mentioned the four great kings of the four directions, and it is said that the king of the northern direction is the one that mainly has the responsibility to subdue these harmful spirits. Now, the king, of course, has an entourage of its own, sons and so forth, the princes of the king, and also there is an army of that king, and they have this power and the responsibility to keep the harmful spirit under control. It is, Rinpoche was saying that regarding this sutra, of course, it is excellent if you have the full transmission. And when we say transmission here is to just receive so that the sound can reach your ears, right? It's excellent to have the full transmission of that. But it is said that even receiving, even listening to one line of this sutra, and in particular here,
one
when
word.
We're talking about subduing the maras, the demons. one word of the sutra,
or one Bodhisattva's name,
it would be excellent.
These 12 groups of the leader of the 12 groups of the harm givers, they will protect you all the time, since you heard even one word or one Bodhisattva's name from the Golden Light Sutra. So the king of this is Namdase, who subdued him.
Now the next chapter, chapter 12, is actually explained to us the commitment of different empowering deities. All these deities are actually summoned and they are made to make the commitment, to make the promise that they will always help and protect Dharma practitioners who have listened this sutra. And as before, it is said, for those of course who have received the entire transmission of the sutra, there should be no doubt whatsoever. But even for those who have heard even one single word of the sutra, these deities have made the commitment to protect forever against all obstacles.
gava samsun jirshula la yong bu damsu kana tamo jarati nyen bara shuyur durji nyoni rohan darati la yong bu diwa tsangwa la na truhi shara yudin chongwa nam chong long nam chong long chonur chonur nari chonur la sun sumbati chonur la na hongshula chonur dhokcho tisum chu dhokcho dhoba chita surur Namarchiwai Jabula, Jitrava, Jitrava Rana, Hashi Jur, Nakongojina Jabula, Hasi Shina, Juan Jur, Kardilana Jitava, Mayan Jutan, the Chish, Namadok Jirti Manamla, Jabunina, Jibarin, Jutan, Chongi, and so on. They came on the Juadon, Hai, so on somebody, and Jutan, John, and the Kimmy, the other Jutan, John, the other Dala, Juina, some Jacona, Pemi Jur. Then you dabba covet, may you need a jiva, Jabuna jiva don, Nijogon, Gina, you know the Jabunjer, Jabun and Jerber, Shibar Shad, Hawan of Jijan of Ji, my rum than Jujer de la Yidinishan of Nashani Martin Jibaranger, may you think Jijan of May on Borjira, Hadi Chiver Jirina, did Hair see she, Jacuna, Jonah, Gambayan Sheet. Samjasa, some Hawangi, Jeru Karava, Shinit, Manajana, Bodra, Nurajiva, Nurajiva, Namgova, Chuma, and Bajiba, Dart, Samjan, the Gi and Goba, Hayan is a Givi, Sherry, Mayombo, Mayombo, Machidon, Hayishidon, Trazishi, Dorishidon, Sanashi, Jir, Nurajiva, but And you were Jiba Dobarji, Dobarjava, Shinamla, Mayon, Bobamichi, Namanduva, Tempija, Layon, Bushanji Lover, Nazendi, Lobarjiva, Don, you were Jiva Lina, Namanduva, Tempija, Layon, Bushanji, Yerna Nishi, Niva Dower, Conti Jerab, your orders, Divajanji, Jewel, and Tambu Chibi, Macho, Janadi, and you were Jiva, your order, Nadizzi, Chuman, Shantan Peter. Tamudana Yunam Dani, Tamudana Yunam John, in good dinner, Nashir and Johnson, just as a combat. How you want to burn injured? Yer Nani, she, Nivadori, Gonzi, Jerry Yerva, Natisi, Yon, Massiba, Tabunamji, Yern Yuman Jer, Paramount, all honeys, Nayan Kuru dinner, number, number and jewel, in good dinner, number and jewel, Nayan Kuru dinner. Maron Jerry, 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 would not theater, Sabon Loto, Midon Deer, they remember Mitchell, Makita, John, Joan, Jayan, Yishinua, Conti Jerry, Yerva, the Seal Hanam, Combana, Yen, the Government Jer. Nadia, La Jerome, we did a gunner, Jan, the Chudon, but then the Jumajolani, Vaji, and then I'm over it. Nadia, Jan, dear, and Burmato, Hanam, Jupiter, Shivering. Not Hanover after to be in a dear, you're not never in you, you're the Jewman and John Jerry, Sonji John and Jubanger, you never done a Tamut, Nijok and then John Jill, how you on board, Naram Drew and Hill, Hanover J. John, you're under, you could then and Jubanger, Jabut and Yangish, Nid, Napanaria, Panamiana, Napayon, the Panam Don, Reveringer. Nanti pun anda terbang jero, di bawah cuman dah yang terer, yang apa macam terbang jero, dia kan dah tahu jangan tunggu, nanti tunggu jero, di sini nyaman terbang jangan, perlu jinak makan sahaja dah, mungkin jadi nyaman jero, di lombong pemandu dah, lombong pemandu cuman jero, di awal, nanti awal, pemandu jangan cuman jero, dia cuma dah langsung, nanti nur nama jangan pasal dengan terbang, nanti Yerjeritan and Sonja, Yen Pazatawa, the different Natamotan, so bad, so down your Yenam Sun and your Ranger in Cordana, Don Juja, Mazibai, Nijon, John, Dio, the Jenny John, Natchudan, the by my injured, the in Cordon Boy, Natchudan, the by my injured, Chudan Madin Jewel, the other Chuchi injured, the other. Nan Chuji and Jira Chudan de Bazan Jana talk the Chibi Chuban and Jira Chudan, but then you have Kurt Chudan Chibi Chibanad Na judo den bi den bar jar. 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 Na 你心里呢，到不了家，光自己对不起呢，先把那么事情，对不起吧？自己，因为过得那路里人，结果自己这么人就，结果找到的人，就跟那么地方人讲，说我咱们都地方不结果的，结果不单就来用，还用不咱们自己家把那个的经验吧，哦，哦，你到底来用不？来我经验吧，就算得来用。
So we just completed the 12th chapter, as we say. The 12th chapter is dealing with the commitment of powerful deities, empowering deities, and those actually have made a commitment to always help and support those who are practicing correct Dharma, and to make sure that those who are not practicing Dharma or trying to harm Dharma will become their own enemies.